generation that want manifestation void of obedience. You gotta obey God. Amen. Sit down. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. I am able to deliver this word with power because I am walking in the realm of obedience that's almost scary. But when God gives you a set of instructions, it is because he has something greater in mind for your life. Amen. And the Lord said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Look at somebody and say, he gonna show you now. He gonna show you. He abahasi katosha. He gonna show you. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Okay, so I gotta. He gonna show you, but you gotta get out. And sometimes getting out is not a matter of geographical location. Because some of you have changed geographical locations, but your mind is still in your birthplace. You've changed geographical locations. You changed ministries, but you still have a tie to that which is familiar. And God is trying to break us out of familiarity. He said, I have something to show you now, but I can't show you as long as you are tied and yoked up to the familiar. Somebody say, God will take care of me. And listen at this. He said, after you do all of this, I will make of thee a great nation. He said, I'm going to do it. He said, I'm going to do it. Not your looks, not your degree, not your charisma, not who you know. God said, I'm going to do it. That's why you've been frustrated, because you've been looking for everybody else to do it. And God said, I want to do it. I want to get the credit. I want to get the glory. I'm going to do it. Look at somebody and say, God's going to do it. Yeah. He said, I will make of thee. He said, I will make of thee. I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. This is not the season for you to be going back and forth with flesh. Let me help you. Whenever the enemy wants to distract you, he uses the weakest link in your life to get you out of focus. Are you hearing me? The devil will always use whoever is willing and available to frustrate you, to get you under your skin, and to discourage you. This is not the season to fight flesh for flesh. Are you hearing me? Because if a person is coming in between you and your divine destiny, they're not your enemy. They have become an enemy to God. Are you hearing me? This is not the time to fight flesh. God said, I will take care of you, even if that means handling your enemies. Are you hearing me? Somebody say, he will take care of me. So y'all listen, I went to the movies the other night, and I saw The Conjuring, the final Conjuring movie. And one of the demons was manifesting in a person, and those type of movies are so powerful because it gives you insight and knowledge into the demonic realm. But if you full of fear, don't watch it. Okay. It's just dead on that. But the movie was so powerful, but one of the demons said, I have waited patiently for you. I've waited patiently for you. The Conjuring series, The Conjuring, Annabelle, The Nun, they're about this couple in this real life. These people were real people, and they were demonologists and demon busters, and they did house cleanses. That's right, the Warrens. Yes, Ed and Lorraine Warren. You can study it. And they were so powerful, but the enemy knew that he could not defeat them because they understood in whose name that they came in. But the enemy, watch this, knew that he could not launch an attack because every time he tried, he failed miserably. But they had a daughter. And because of the mantle of deliverance that was on the parents, their new victim was the new seed. That baby was tormented in the womb, and even when the baby died, she came out as a stillborn. I'm just going to help y'all out a little bit. I ain't going to say the whole movie. But listen at this. If you ain't seen it, listen, I'm giving you a little snippet, praise God. But when she came out, Lorraine prayed a prayer, and the stillborn baby came alive just like that. She wasn't speaking in tongues. She wasn't sweating. They didn't have a whole bunch of oil pouring it all down the baby's throat. She prayed a prayer of deliverance, and the baby instantly started breathing. Look at somebody and say, you have the same power. A lot of times when we think about God taking care of us, we think of, you know, financial blessings, and how many of you need a little more money? Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for that. But sometimes we fail to realize that God hates the thing that opposes you. We fail to realize that God wants to come after, by the power that he has given you, every spirit that has been coming after you. The truth of the matter is, your war isn't new. Maybe you have just coming to the knowledge of the language concerning your warfare. But if you think about your warfare has been your warfare your whole life. If rejection is your warfare, you have struggled with rejection since you can remember. If perversion is your warfare, you have struggled with perversion since you can remember. If gossiping is your warfare, you were starting mess in preschool. Stirring up mess, stirring up confusion, throwing a rock and high out of your hand. Who you are right now, both good and bad, you've always been. Watch this. Isn't it this? We were born in sin. Mm-hmm. And we were shaped in what? In iniquity. Okay, I'm painting a picture here, because when we think about God will take care of us, we automatically think of financial blessings, and we automatically think of that. And the story of Abram, who later turned into Abraham, God changed his name because of his obedience, and I'll go a little more into it. But this story is more than just, you know, how we perceive it. This is a story of deliverance. This is a story of provision. This is a story of the manifestation of prophecy and promise. Somebody say, I have a prophecy. Come on, say, I have a promise. And go on and say, I'll live to see it. Come on, say it, I'll live to see it. Now, I also want us to go to Hebrews, and I'm going to tie the two together. I want us to go to Hebrews. I want us to go to Hebrews. But somebody say, get out. Get out of thy country. Get out of what you know. Get out of the familiar. One of the ways, and y'all got to go see The Conjuring. Prophet Anthony said, don't tell the whole movie, so I'm not going to tell it. But demons love familiar spirits. Demons love that you have had the same routine all year. Because if he wants to schedule a car wreck, he know what time to schedule it, because you've been doing the same thing at the same time all year. My God, today some of your routines have become a prison. Oh, God. There's a man that from Memphis, he said, Jesus is a habit breaker. Yes, sir. But demons love familiarity. Demons love you. You know, some of y'all, and I just kind of laugh because, you know, when you're in the city and you're a transplant and you first come to the city, you still be tied to your birthing place. So when you still tied to your birthing place, you're going to find a way to go home. Folks, you didn't even care about. My third auntie got sick, and so I got to go home and see her. We never heard you talk about that auntie ever in life. We didn't even know your mama had no sisters. Watch it. But when you are tied to familiarity, don't let things get hard in your promised place. You want to go back to the familiar place. Watch this. But as long as you are tied at the heart to what now, here's the thing. Yeah, you're going to be tied to your birthplace a little bit because, I mean, that's where you're from. That's where your folks from. You know, that's where you grew up and all that. But watch this. The perversion comes when God has you in the process and God is trying to purify you. Hey, baby. And God is starting to work on the inside of you. Watch this. And you can't even hear God saying, this is not the season for you to be ripping and running. This is a season where you need to be stationary. Hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me. This is a season where you need to stay in the place of promise. Watch this. Because if you go back into what's familiar, there are familiar spirits attached to a familiar place. And so you go back home and you don't know why when you come, well, you go back to your birthplace and you don't know why when you come back home, you got an attitude. You don't really feel like being bothered. You don't really feel like praying. That's because when you went back into that familiar environment, you became a prisoner of those familiar spirits. Yeah, I'm helping somebody today. Somebody say, God will take care of me. That's multidimensional. Somebody say, that's multidimensional. Come on, say it again. It's multidimensional. Here's the thing. What God is doing in Dominion Revival Center, what God is doing in our ministry, I am so proud of Pastor E and Sister Yvette who taught and demonstrated. Y'all come on, give them a hand. I received nothing but amazing feedback Thursday. Okay? I had to leave. My apostle told me Wednesday morning at like 3 that I had to be in New York Thursday, which was the next day. And so I said, well, these doors ain't shutting, so somebody got to teach and preach. Amen. And I heard Marquita pray, and I mean, the saints really, really need. Watch this. Listen to this. I was at war with leaving. Now, I was going to leave anyway, because you know me. My leader said, be somewhere, I'm going to be there. But I was going to leave anyway. But I was struggling in my heart. And the Lord says, why are you struggling? Watch this. When what you're in is an answered prayer. You can be living in an answered prayer and still don't even realize it. You can be living in the manifestation of prophecies in your life and you still can't perceive it because you are tied to an old season. Get out, said God. Get out of thy country and get away from thy kindred. Woo! If you ever really want to become something in God, you cannot be afraid of isolation. If you ever want, oh my God, I just felt somebody get real mad right there. And because you mad, I'm going to press in a little harder. If you really want to be something in God, you got to learn how to put your phone on do not disturb. Baby, if you got an emergency, you better call the paramedics. Why? Because I'm after something right now and I can no longer be tied to the familiar. When God, hallelujah to Jesus, when God is trying to do something in you, somebody say, God is doing something in me. when God is doing something in you, you cannot be afraid of isolation. And Abram was afraid. Even though he received a prophecy, he was still scared. Even though he received the prophecy, he didn't took Lot. God didn't give Lot that word. God gave you that word. Your consecration ain't your best friend's consecration, baby. You be trying to, you want to fast? No, they don't want to fast. God didn't tell them to fast. He told you to fast. Amen. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Because you don't like to do anything alone. Social media didn't ruin y'all. If you don't get enough likes in a few minutes, you take the status down. Social media didn't ruin y'all. If the person that you want to see your sub post don't see it, then you take it down. And then you're mad at yourself because you posted a sub that the sub didn't even see. My God. But the Lord is saying, for me to purify you and for you to birth out this thing that I have put on the inside of you, you cannot be afraid of isolation, aka deliverance. When God is trying to deliver your soul from being in agreement with familiarity, you call people and everybody you call, they won't answer the phone. Have you ever tried to call like three people back to back and nobody answered? And then everybody try to call you back at the same time. You don't even want to talk no more. I'm telling you right now, if I call you, you don't answer. You call me back, I'm not answering the phone. Because by the time you call back, I don't want to talk no more. Then don't let me have a word. You done missed your miracle. Talking about you was in a meeting with your boss. Baby, you better answer the phone and whisper. Poobie, hello. Mother, you okay? I'm in a meeting with my boss. I call Pastor E, kids cussing each other out in the background. I mean, it's mayhem. She don't be whispering. Hello? I'm like, you at work? Yes, ma'am. I'm like, what you doing? My kid's taking the test. I'm like, girl, bye. Somebody say, God will take care of you. Listen, the thing that has been opposing you, the thing that is after your prayer life, the thing that is after the gifts that God has put on the inside of you, the thing that is after your destiny, God wants to deal with your oppressor. God wants to deal with your oppressor, but you keep tying his hand. Because you won't let go of the familiar. My God. Look at somebody and say, you've never gone this way before. Tell somebody else, say, you ain't been this way before. Watch this. And the scary part about it is that when God is trying to do something in your life, and because we fear the unknown, watch this, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. That's why the enemy will let us do everything, and when the word comes forth, sometimes we shut down, but I'm so proud of Dominion, because y'all are becoming more word conscious. I am proud of this church. Like I told y'all, Dexter didn't mess around and got saved, for real. Dexter be praying. Y'all know Dexter used to would shout, and then he would take long bathroom breaks. And so he come back when the praise gets started again. We look up Dexter outside. He didn't walk the Wendy's next door in our old location. Amen. But listen to this. But Dexter didn't got a hold of something for real. Dexter be walking around praying, speaking in tongues. I told Pooh, I said, baby, Dexter got a prayer language. He ain't got no staggering tongues. She said, Mother, what they sound like? God will take care of you. Let's go to Hebrews 2 and 4. Y'all know Marquita be shooting. I don't know what she be shooting, but baby, shoot them down. Look at somebody say, shoot that devil down. I don't know what. Baby. Go for it. Hebrews 2 and 4. Woo! Somebody say, shoot that devil down. Hebrews 2 and 4. I want somebody to read that for me. Yes, Hebrews 2 and 4. Hebrews.
Glory. You ready, Mother?
Yes, I am.
God also testified to it by signs,
yes,
wonders, and various miracles.
Okay, hold on. Because see, God, somebody say, God desires to confirm his word. Say it again. Say, God wants to confirm his word. How does God desires to confirm his word? Hebrews 2 and 4. Are you hearing me today? Now read that a little slower. Hebrews 2 and 4.
God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles.
Yes, this is the NIV saints.
And by the gifts.
Yes.
And by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, distributed according to his will.
According to who?
His will.
His will. With your proud self that don't want to use your gifts to build the kingdom. With your selfish tail. I'm talking to your judgmental tail that want to judge everybody else they get up, and you sitting on gifts and will do nothing with them. Sitting on gifts and won't join a local church. Oh, it got quiet, but I'm going to keep on going. Sitting on gifts with a critical spirit. Look at somebody and say, God, come in for your gifts. Because you don't understand. There's a scripture, and I believe 1 Corinthians 12, that talks about he gives us spiritual gifts to profit withal. Could it be you struggling because you won't use your gifts, my God, today? Could it be that you are not living in surplus? Ooh, because you yoked to your own insecurity. Oh, God. Could it be that you battle depression because you are really a silent deliverer? I ain't got no help, but I'm teaching. I'm teaching. Could it be that you are bound by anxiety because you have an anointing to heal that you won't use? Oh, my God. God is coming for the lazy church. God is coming for the lazy Christian. I'm not praying for nobody to get a financial miracle that's not operating in their gifts. Baby, your money is tied to your belly. Who am I talking to in here? Your currency is tied to your surrender. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not counseling nobody that's in willful rebellion. God, your breakthrough is on the other side of your obedience. Yeah. I see dreams. Okay, what have you seen for your church? Don't tell me nothing about no dream. And we got to make decisions. And you sitting up here got answers. And you know, I don't do all that. Proud. Carnal. Lazy. A reproach to the gospel. He has given you gifts to confirm his word. Oh my God. He gave you gifts. What are you doing with them? You know, I'm a seal. Okay, what are you seeing? I'm serious. Now watch this. Every gift is not going to do this. My baby back there, my daughter Brittany, it's so funny because I was telling Yvette, because she texted me who was in back. And I said, my daughter, I said, she just texted me. But guess what? I didn't text her back on purpose. You want to know why? Because if you really want this thing, you'll come without a text back. Y'all real quiet. Because the one reason why y'all quiet is because y'all fiend for attention. You don't really want God for real. Yeah. That baby right there in the back. Brittany know ain't another church for her in Atlanta. She already know that. She know ain't nowhere else for her to go. She already know that because she's a seer and she know foolishness when she see it. Watch this. But every move we've ever made, Brittany had a dream about it. And it happened to the T of what she said.
Everything that has ever, I promise, every major thing that has happened in this church, Brittany had a dream about it, and she texted me and told me. I was mad at one time at my friend, Prophet Karn, one of my best friends, actually, Prophet Karn was mad at him. And so she was like, I hear you, and you know, da-da-da-da-da. She was like, but this is what I saw. I'm like, girl, I don't want to hear that, but guess what? Exactly what she said. That's exactly how it happened. So watch this. Watch it. Every gift is not going to always operate with the microphone. But when you connect to a ministry, watch this, and not just, see, using your gifts in church is just training ground for the world. The same way I prophesy to y'all in here is the same way that same prophetic anointing. Literally, one of my clients a couple weeks ago, I helped them start something that they said was just going to be a side hustle. And literally, they reached $2 million in sales. Just like that. What? That's the product. Not of my certifications. That's the product of the prophetic anointing. I'll never forget it. I was serving a ministry. This is a true story. I was serving a ministry some years ago. I am a Miriam to Moses. It's an ancient anointing. My grandmother served. My mom served. And it is what it is. But I was serving a ministry some years ago. And it was probably like 200 people at this service, right? I had to be maybe 20 years old, 19 to 20. And so he said, the prophet, he said, well, I'm about to call up. This is a true story. He said, I'm about to call up some people that I know that are prophets, and we're going to form a prophetic company tonight. So you know me, I got the ministry helps. I'm helping out and making sure everything fine and, you know, doing all that. So he ain't talking. I know he ain't talking to me. So, you know, I'm walking around and just making sure everything is good and, you know, making sure that the altar workers got the sheets and, you know, what I do. Okay, cool. So then he said, prophet, he said, prophet is Genesis 1. Y'all, my heart. I could not believe. And he said, so when we went up there, I'm trembling. I had never seen a soul in this building. You know, sometimes when you may know people, you maybe can kind of, you know, use a diving board that you may know of, you know, about the person, and then, you know, revelation may come in or whatever. But I didn't know nobody in this church. I know anything. Y'all, we had to prophesy one by one to every person. Watch this. And it wasn't no in your ear. You had to prophesy on the mic so that your word could be judged. And if the word was off, he would interject and say, this is what the Lord is saying. And then choose another prophet to come in and to continue. And it kept going all night. We didn't leave the church almost 2 o'clock in the morning. I promise you. But it was powerful. Listen to this. I came to church that night with no money. My gas was on E. But I had a charge to keep to serve that meeting. I was so scared, but I ended up, you know, of course, I was just by faith, you know. Faith is the currency of the supernatural. So anything that you do for God, you have to do it by faith. And so I was ministering to this one woman, and then her daughter came up, and I ministered to the daughter. And this lady said to me after service, she said, I borrowed $200 from my sister because God told me to give $200 in this service. She said, but when the prophet asked for the seed, she said, I didn't feel led to give it. She said, but the Lord is telling me that I came here for the word that you gave me and my daughter, and that the seed was not to go to the prophet. This is your seed. The lady gave me two crispy. Now, you can act like $200 ain't no money. But when you ain't got a dime and my car was on E, I had enough to fill up, go buy groceries, and pay my phone bill. I ain't got no church in here. All because I stepped out on faith and obeyed my leader. Your prosperity is tied to your gifts. You don't want to hear me. I kid you not. Y'all know I'm a business consultant and all of that by profession. But watch this. I woke up about 2 weeks ago, and this is a true story. I woke up a couple weeks ago to two wires. Now, I knew, you know, it was a contract that was pending, but I knew they hadn't yet signed the contract. So I knew that that wire was not from that particular contract, because at the time, the contract hadn't gone through. Let me tell you this. I woke up to two wires that was in the thousands. Just like that. Watch this. One of the people wrote me on Facebook and said, I was asleep and God put you in my sleep and told me to wire you this money. She said, I always sow into the ministry because I'm on the prayer call, etc. She said, but God told me that there was a specific seed that I was supposed to sow. She said, and I couldn't rest until I sowed it. It wasn't a wire, excuse me, it was a zeal. She said, God told me I couldn't rest. I said, this is this. And the Lord told me, he said, as long as you keep your mouth open, I will cause you to live in surplus. You don't realize that fear and that intimidation is robbing you of connections. It's robbing you of your prosperity. It's robbing you of everything. And that's why God is saying, I got to stir the gifts, because your prosperity and your fulfillment is tied to you operating in the thing that God has put on the inside of you. Somebody say, yes, Lord, I accept. Listen at this. And God confirmed his message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chooses, to whomever he chooses. Somebody say, God chose me. Say, there's nothing I can do about it. Come on, God chose me. There's nothing that I can do about it. What if the very thing that you are waiting on God to do, what if it's going to come through your obedience? CJ, come on, baby. You can play some soft because I can teach all day. Listen to this. You don't understand that God has, the Bible says there are treasures in this earthen vessel. If you realized how precious you are to God, if you realized that the enemy is literally making mockery of God's investment in you, as long as you keep running, as long as you keep letting the devil have dominion over you when God has already given you dominion and power over him, but you got to break the power of familiarity. You're so familiar. Watch this. Some of you are too familiar with yourself. You don't even know your gifts. You don't even know how God speaks to you. If I ask you, how do God speak to you? I don't know. How does God deal with you? What is your calling? What are your gifts? Some of you don't know. And some of you knew, but you keep trying to convince yourself out of it. Every hand lifted. Get thee out of that country. God wants to confirm his word in your life through signs and wonders. Not something that's just going to fall from the sky. This is not magic. This is God. Everything that God is going to use you to do is already in you. I keep telling y'all, last week, put your hand down real quick. Last week, we reached a place in the spirit, and I told the praise team to get the microphone and to pray in tongues, and something opened in this house. I can't even explain what happened in that moment. It's the power of agreement and the gifts being activated, and it, I got to hold it. And the gifts being stirred. This is a gifted church. God doesn't call me to people that don't have gifts. If you feel called to me, you are gifted, you are called, and you are chosen. I am not called to average people. I've never been. I'm not called to average people. Most of the people around me, like, I can't wait till God do something so that I can stop going to my 9-to-5. Because you know you're not called to average. Somebody say, I'm not called to average. I remember one time I asked Brittany, I said, Brittany, this was years ago, she was younger. I said, Brittany, what you want to do for a living? She said, go to church. But watch this. You may think it's funny, but God gave her that desire because of her calling. There are some desires that God put in you. You know God put it in you because everybody in your life worked the regular 9 to 5 and retired and got 401k. What a boring life. That's so boring to me. I just want to do the same thing for 40 years and be getting a couple $1,000 a month. Talking about you on a fixed income. I buy a fixed income. How boring is that? No, God put that in you because of your call to ministry. God put that in you because of the gifts and the calling. If you're an average, you're going to be bored at Dominion because I'm not calling to average people. If you want to be basic and if you just want to be a church goer and never be challenged to change, challenged to transform, this would not be the church for you. This is a ministry for people that know I'm called to go beyond what I've seen in my bloodline. This is a ministry for people that know I am called to do something that I don't even know how to do. So I need my pastor and the Holy Ghost to teach me how to do it. Am I talking to anybody in here? Let me wave your hand. Wave your hand in the air. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Hey, prophetic activation is right now. Look around the room and find a partner, two people together.